Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Routh, CEO of Prospects Energy, PXEN is ticker there. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, and you've just conditionally raised a decent chunk of change. We'll talk about that in a bit and what it's going to be used for. Before we do, as always, Mark, for people maybe not that familiar with Prospects, can you explain what it's all about, please?
Prospects Energy is an energy company focusing on gas and power projects in onshore Europe. And we are looking to grow the current portfolio from its small start to a much bigger company in the coming months.
Excellent stuff. Okay, like I said, you just raised $2.395 million before expenses conditionally. Can you tell us what you need the cash and what it can be used for, please, Mark?
Right, the main item we're going to spend the money on is to acquire the 20% of the Selva field in Italy, which was announced last August. It was always subject to financing, this acquisition, and that increases our holding in the Selva field from 17 to 37%, more than doubling our shareholding in that joint venture, mm-hmm. Where the operator is Po Valley, and the asset is a discovered gas field which has a suspended discovery well on the license, which was drilled in 2017 when we farmed into the license, and it's ready to go. All we're waiting for there is a connection to the grid and the final permission from the ministry in Italy.
Understood. Okay. And how long do you think these funds will last for? Will you have to go back to the market?
I'm hoping very much that we won't have to go back to market anytime soon, because what this funding allows us to do is to get into production from the Selva field in Italy in particular, and that will generate cash flow from the gas sales, which we expect to have first gas in early part of 2023. So we're hoping that the rest of the portfolio can be funded from income, not only from Italy, but also from our ongoing project at El Romeral in Spain, in the southern Spain, where we have a gas to power plant, which is throwing off cash at the moment at a very respectable rate because the electricity spot market is so high at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's the outlook then for the next, say, 6 to 12 months? And what news, you know, should we expect from Prospects, Mark?
Well, apart from getting Italy funded and developed and connected to the grid and first gas flowing, we hope in in January 2023, we've got an infill well drilling program at El Romeral in Spain. So that is the asset which is supplying the gas to the power plant. And the power plant is only at about 20% capacity at the moment because the we're at tail end of production of many of the wells that are producing. We have a portfolio of 11 targets, two of which are in discovered prospects, discovered structures, which will produce gas. And we are aiming to drill those wells as soon as we possibly can toward the end of this year. All we're waiting for, actually, is the permission to drill from the Spanish ministry to get those infill wells drilled. And as I'm saying in the RNS, all we need is two of those wells to start producing gas, and we can bring the plant up to 100% capacity.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. And I see the directors have participated in the fundraising. How much did you invest, and what percentage of the company do you now have?
Well, I think that's in the RNS. I invested £50,000 into the company in this fundraise. That gives me just under 0.6% of the company. I wished I could have done more, but it's just it wasn't possible at this particular time. But all of the directors have participated in this raise, and that's more than £135,000.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Mark, if you could, if someone's listening right now likes the sound of what you're doing here but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Prospects Energy to their watch list, please.
Well, this first reason is Prospects is going places. We've done a fundraise at a very small discount to the price that we closed at on Friday. The second reason is it's not just about Selva. It's about Spain and El Romeral as well. And the third reason is we have Tesorillo, which we are aiming to get that project unsuspended and have permission to drill in that license, because that holds up to 831 BCF of prospective resources. And if we can just get drilled there, that is going to be a transformational asset for the company.
Marvellous stuff, Mark. It's good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Indeed. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals. Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.